It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Some areas of life are very predictable. Real estate, in some ways, though, really isn't. And that's why we spend time every week in depth to talk about it. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes, good morning.
Good morning. It has been a crazy 2 days in the real estate world.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yesterday, in fact, we cheered at our meeting yesterday when the numbers came out. The Federal Reserve, I wanted to explain this. The Federal Reserve, as most people know, raised rates, the federal funds rate on Wednesday morning by 0.25%, which is a good thing. But most people think it's not. But rates actually went down because of this. And the reason is that 25 or 0.25% raise in the federal funds rate was predicted and already built into the rates. So if he would have, the Fed would have raised it more, our rates would have went up. But because he raised what was expected, and it was the lowest raise since March of last year, he's been raising it 0.75% to 0.5%. 0.5% was the lowest for a while in December, and then now they just went down a quarter, or up a quarter. So what did that do? The rates, the average interest rate dropped by about 0.25%, which is kind of weird. They raised rates by 0.25%, and then the federal funds rate, the mortgage rates went down 0.25%. So they went down below 6% for the first time since September. When those numbers came out during our meeting yesterday, and our agents were very happy. But why has it been so crazy? This morning, we've been waiting for the January jobs report to be announced. This is one of the most surprising jobs reports in U.S. history. It was wild. So we expected, economists expected 185,000 new jobs added in January. Instead, it was 517,000 jobs added in January. That is a lot of jobs when they were expecting 185,000. Like, if you read this online, people are calling it the biggest one-month labor surprise in U.S. history.
Wow.
That is good for the economy, but it's not good for inflation. So what they're trying to do with the Fed's trying to raise these interest rates so that the economy slows down. But that's not what's happening. So because of that, rates haven't came out today, but they're going to go back up. the interest rates, they're going to be over 6% today, I'm sure, by noon today. So all the gains that we've gotten in the last couple weeks are probably erased in one day because of the strong labor market.
So timing, obviously very important for people, and probably a bit of a bouncy ride right now.
Yeah, I'll give you a specific example. I have a listing in Yonkala at 310, and the borrower, another agent's client, could not qualify for that because of when interest rates were at 6.3, but they could qualify at 6%. So they only hit 6%. I think it's going to be about 24 hours, and they locked in yesterday afternoon at 455 at actually their VA, which is lower. So they locked in at like 5.3%, and today they're going to go back up to where they couldn't afford it, but they're locked at that rate. So they're going to get this house because of that timing, and they must have a good lender that's watching this. They locked them at the exact perfect time.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild that 24 hours can make such a difference in somebody's purchasing power, but every 1% in interest rates is 10% purchasing power. So a quarter is about 2.5% in somebody's purchasing power, and that got that person right to where they could buy this house.
Wow. So what is expected in the next week or so, or does anybody really know right now?
Who knows? So this is also kind of blowing out of the water. Everybody is expecting a recession by the end of the first quarter. And when I say everybody, like economists and the talking heads on TV, we're expecting a major recession by the end of the first quarter, 2023. It doesn't look like it. There's 11 million job openings in the U.S., which is about 2 jobs for every available worker. Unemployment dropped to 3.4% this month, and that is the lowest since 1969. It's the lowest since we went to the moon. I mean, this is really good economic data for our economy, but it's not good for interest rates, because when the economy is doing too good, that's what makes inflation go up, and that's what makes the Federal Reserve raise our rates.
My goodness.
So the short answer is we don't know. Well, we have to wait till the next report. So the next report is going to be inflation. We're going to find out what these good job numbers did to January inflation, because inflation has dropped every month since July, and that's why the Federal Reserve has slowed down their rate increases. But with this report, we may see a bump in inflation for January. Wage growth also went up. It's up to 4.4% year over year. So people are making 4.4% more than they were a year ago.
Wow. So a lot to factor in. What about our local inventory right now in real estate? How's that looking?
Yeah, so we had a really good, it kind of coincides with this report, just locally in our real estate market. We actually, if you remember, November and December were the two slowest selling months since 2014. That went away in January. January we had, 128 pendings in January versus 89 in December. So that is a lot more pendings. Now, our solds were down to 84, which was lower than November and December. But your listeners have figured this out by now. Closed sales is a lagging indicator. So we only had 84 closed sales, but that tells us that's because November and December were so slow. But January has really picked up almost to the levels of January 2022. And That's good news for our real estate market. That means in the next couple months, we're going to have a lot of closings instead of a few. So that bump, I was watching it. We were all watching it as it happened in January. It was way busier than we thought, way more homes under contract than we thought. And so when this economic data came out this morning, it's like, oh, okay, it's not just us. The whole country did good in January.
So are we expecting maybe home prices to start going back up again?
I believe so. People are going to be very disappointed with January's numbers. But remember, lagging indicator, closed sales. The median sale price in January was $275,000. That's the lowest it's been since 2021. So, but if you look at what's been pending in the last 30 days, it's over $300,000. But I believe we're seeing the bottom. Now, if the Federal Reserve changes course and decides to start raising rates aggressively again, it'll stop the real estate market like it did in October, November, December. But if they keep doing what they're doing, I believe we've hit the bottom of prices and they are going to start going back up again, like quickly.
So a lot of people now, it's really all about timing.
It is. And I think right now might be your people want to buy at the bottom. I think we're there. This is the bottom. If you get a house in the next 30 to 45 days, I think it'll be cheaper than you can get it for the rest of the year. It's going to start going up again, unless the Federal Reserve changes course again and decides to start hiking rates at a faster pace.
Wow.
But it's important to keep an eye on this stuff. So you can get like this client that just got this property because she was working with a lender that really knows this stuff, locked her in at the exact right time. Like 10 minutes later, the day would have been done and she would have been on this morning's rates and she would not have got the house.
Wow.
So you've definitely got to work with people that know what they're doing and follow, especially now, following these rates is super important.
Absolutely. So let folks know how to get connected with your folks.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always Google us at Oregon Life Homes or give us a call at 541-391-4945. Our website is theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.